Thank you. You may be seated as we call on our catechist in charge, Catechist Kwejo Achampong, to give us the word of God.
Thank you, Papa. God bless you so much, Papa. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Afishapo. Afishapo. Hallelujah. Ebi mo oha de hu ye afi na ma hu. Hallelujah. Se de hu ye no moti ase. Ene afi ni yedru zen. 14. Hey, sisi ayeko. Wow. Sisi ayebetu afishapo. We've gotten to 14 days. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. He reigns. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. Yeah, He reigns. He reigns. He reigns.
Oh, we give glory to the Lord.
Are you not giving glory to the Lord for 2024? We thank you for your prophetic word that you are granting unto us. Abusia ene onyamisi osuru bebue amau. Eradi yadawasi. Eradi yadawasi. Father, we thank you for this word in the name of Jesus. So enye mwa sa radi afi 2024. Eradi asama wude mai ene day ne sa osuru bebue ewo Yesu Kristo dinema sa esan sa upasa usha udina no nyam nti last week o ma ya hudi e besi e ti last week wo bia wosuru e masuru to e na wo ka kire yen se afi we We give you glory, for you are God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I believe by this time you've captured the prophetic word. Hallelujah. The heaven shall open unto you. Hallelujah. This is not a preaching, this is a prophetic word. Eye asema onyame nam yempanyifo so ede dom ye afi ewo Jesus Christ dinema that osoro bebue amawo. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Ene tie na mama filo ba ye jollof ni kosia. Hallelujah. Every so osoro bebue. Hallelujah. Abusa sa mun nyama ka jollof ni kosia no osoro bebue. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. And I want to tell you Nicosia. Hallelujah. The first thing that we have to recognize is that we have three heavens in the Bible. The first is what we can see, the clouds that we can see. It is the heaven which through in which the birds fly, and we see all of that. The clouds, when it's going to rain, we can see that. The Bible tells us, and we see the weather being produced. It is the heaven closest to the earth. The second heaven is the astronomical heaven. This is the realm in which the stars reign, of some of which a man's eye can see, can penetrate. With the aid of a telescope, we can see beyond that. We can comprehend. It is a vast heaven, but it is not a dwelling place of God. Hallelujah. If we look at that second heaven, I watched a documentary on that, and that documentary showed us that when you combine all those stars, we combine all the galaxy, that second heaven, the earth, as I see it, the earth looks like the tip of a pencil. Among all of them, so God is a great God. Hallelujah. Don't limit the God you serve. He's a mighty God. Senyami we ne boss anyema we nyina. Nase me mesum no. Wo besum na. Hey, my God. Hallelujah. And the third heaven is ascension heaven. It is the realm in which the Son and the Father reigns. Where saints go when they leave the body. The other two heavens can be studied by science and by people and by scientific methods and things. But the third one cannot be. Hallelujah. Some few, you just keep going past the second heaven, going past the millions of stars, and then you get to the third heaven. No. Hallelujah. That is where God lives. That cannot be comprehended by the naked eye. There is no scientific method that can see that heaven. It takes the revelation of God to see it. Hallelujah. It takes the power of God. It takes God himself to decide to open those heavens unto you. Hallelujah. And this is a prophetic word unto you, that heavens will be open unto you in the name of Jesus. God wants us to live under open heavens, because under that open heavens, we have a revelation of who he is. This revelation eventually leads to an intimate relationship that gives us access to his presence. Hallelujah. Open heavens gives us unhindered access to God's presence and his blessings. Hallelujah. Wo biasa wo suru imawa. Na wo kire wo se o ma wo kwa mo abananim na wo bananim a enhyrade wo be sra. Hallelujah. In his presence, God would not withhold any blessing from you. Wo bananim a wo kodru nanim a enhyre bia ni wo a obetwe asan se onfa ma wo. If he did not withhold his son from us, then it means he would not withhold no blessing from us. If he did not withhold the Holy Spirit from us, then it means he would not withhold anything from us in the name of Jesus. So Luke chapter 11 verses 13 says, if you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. Hallelujah. Se onyankopon amfa ne ba Yesu Kristo ankame a. He could have withheld Jesus from us. For us to continue to sin and sin and sin and die and have nowhere to go. But he brought us the greatest blessing ever. The blessing of his son Jesus Christ. To come and die and save our sins. To come and die and save us. For Jesus to say, I prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. That one day we will all visit. If only we live according to God's word. Hallelujah. Open heavens gives us access to God's abundant supplies. Hallelujah. Me see, osuru buya. He has abundant supplies. God knows what we need and has everything we need. Hallelujah. I said, we are saying, I know into one man, one can say. Me see, a radin him, dear, you hear. Now, dear, here be also, or will be. And you know, here, on Yamini be. Catch it, I mean. What do you need? That our God lacks. He does not lack nothing that we need. He knows everything that we need. And he has everything that we need. At the creation of God, he made sure that he created everything that man would ever need before he created man. What boy do you be here? And son, what boy you? Hallelujah. Am I speaking to somebody? And it will be yes. Now, Radin, him, dear, will be here. Oh, mamma, no, papa. A young one, Jesus, will be here. Now, a Radin, him, dear, will be here. Yes. As it is, will be here. Children, now, Radin, him, dear, will be here. Will just say, Abrabanum, a Radin, him, dear, will be here. What to Wama? What is that to Wama? It is up to you to live your life. So that the heavens will be open unto you for you to receive. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he has everything we will ever need. Hallelujah. That Jesus that was there before the earth was created, he's still there today. So if Jesus knew what we would need and was available when those things were being created, those preparations were being made for us, and that same Jesus is still there today, why won't you go to him if you need anything in the name of Jesus? Let us see some instances in the Bible that the heavens opened. In Genesis chapter 28, verses 12, the heavens opened unto Jacob. Genesis 28, verses 12. He said, we find Jacob running from Esau, not sure of his fate, after he has taken something from Esau. And he didn't know what he had to do. He thought his brother was coming to kill him. Everything was so bad. And Jacob slept. And he had a dream. Genesis 28 verses 12. And in that dream, God made Jacob a promise. Hallelujah. And that promise, it said, I will give you the land. The seed shall be as the dust. In thy seed, and thy seed shall be blessed. and I am with thee, and I will keep thee, and I will not leave thee. In Jacob's darkest hour, the heavens opened. Hallelujah. Missy, I said, hey, Missy, a brand new Mamaya Dinama Jacoba. Oh, wound your one yano honor, a honor through way, in the name of Jesus. I speak the same prophetic word unto you this year in the name of Jesus. A brand new Mamaya Dinya, who baby, I won't fa, who the one yano, oh, was through Mamma, I will yes to Christo Denim, no through Bua, or Yamin Shaubo, I will yes to Demo, Bosabia, ah, woman do a chicken, ah, Ebenya, a moonfast. Jacob was blessed when the heavens opened. He received a promise of blessing when the heavens opened unto him. At that point, God connected the heavens and the earth in favor of Jacob. In favor of Jacob. A radinya was our yes to demon. Miss Radinya was our yes to demon. A radinya was our yes to demon. Why many ya Cassian and a radian Cassian? Miss Radinya was our yes to demon. May the Lord do so for you in the name of Jesus. That was why Jacob was able to fight divine and tell divine that if you not bless me, if you don't bless me, I will not let you go. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. When we listen to our third Bible reading, John chapter 1, verses 51, the heavens opened unto Nathanael in the name of Jesus. For the declaration from Christ to Nathanael that he will see the heavens open, then it means that it has opened unto him. I read a little bit about Nathanael, who the Bible said very little about. But if you look at the ministry that Nathanael had, it was such a great ministry. He was the one that brought the gospel to India. There were two people from, the disciples of Jesus that went close to India. Thomas was one of them, and Nathanael. So he was martyred as a follower of Christ in India. He brought Christianity to avenues where nobody thought Christianity could ever reach, because the heavens were open unto him. Hallelujah. And Jesus says, John chapter 1, verse 51, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascend and descending upon the Son of Man. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You shall see the angels of God ascending and descending. When the angels are ascending, do you know what they are doing? They are bringing our prayers to Jesus Christ. They are bringing our prayers to the throne of mercy. Hallelujah. And when they are descending, what are they bringing, Papa? They are bringing the answers to our prayers in the name of Jesus. Wasuru buema waha, wo bumpaya, abofo bejina wanchang, nomu de wumpaya nako, nomu de wumpaya nako, radibasa bio asurama, nabofo de muaya uhiana, adi abreu, wa yesu Christo dino, miso asuru buema wa yesu dino, asuru buema wa yesu dino, may the heavens open unto you in the name of Jesus. They bring our prayers up, and when they are descending, they bring answers to our prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Angelic ministry is beautiful. By the grace of God, one of the gifts that the Lord has granted me is the vision of angels. Hallelujah. There was a time we came to church. I was sitting at the back there. I saw two big angels, one on the left, one on the right. Left and right. One on the right, one on the left. Hallelujah. That was our doors never honor. Hallelujah. And there was a time Papa was preaching. Papa could dinner happen. I saw that huge angel. That was a Hallelujah. And I'm going to say that from Israel. And when I saw that angel, unfortunately, I looked through the people and some people were talking. I'm saying, yay, Basre. Hallelujah. They say it was a huge angel. Papa move kujina hape. Saw that angel. So wow. And so near movie at a honey kasa. That angel probably came because of the one who was talking. And Anna Mebwa. Ebia obaye umpaye bia wa bonti no baye. No jina nyamia sama na pope kanosu. And wo di sani ye. Then so obaye na ukasa. Hallelujah. Wasuru mwema hu. Na bofwa. Enya dayi. Woman fru anko suru. No mun sani wunti. Ewa Yesu Christo jine mo. Hallelujah. The angels minister because of us. Senye ya. Abofo niya juma. They minister because of us. They are messengers. Woman din sem free radio wa braya yi. And omu bansu befa yen sem eye dayi. Eko. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 7 verses 56. The heavens opened unto Stephen. It says, Stephen, full of the Holy Ghost, saw the heavens open and the glory of God as Jesus stood on the right hand of the Father. Sometimes when we become weary, sometimes when we think we are being forgotten, sometimes when we are crying as disciples of Jesus, sometimes when we are troubled in our hearts and in our minds, that is where, the heavens open and we see the glory of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Me say abra o titi wa wonim dia wonya abra enye mama ya din no Sir Stephen ye sinabo e san se wagia tum so ye Christo nta o ye Christo a chini ntina ye sinabo no osuru bua and he saw the glory of God. That is my next point. When the heavens open unto you, you will always see the glory of God. Hallelujah. You will see the glory of God. And unti and Ebraya can who has some din din din. Ebraya do what time? Ebraya see and yes say, hey, the heavens will open. And when you see the glory of God, now to me will say, and yamma my din. Then so to me too, and yum say, many ring rasida. Many ring rasida. Oh, mini nyamia. Machi oh many ring wasida, many ring wasida, in the name of Jesus, as the heavens were opened unto Stephen, in times of adversity, in times of tears, in times of crying, as he saw the glory of God. We know what the glory of God can do. The glory of God will bring light into our darkness, in the name of Jesus. May you receive that in the name of Jesus. It is at these moments that the heavens opened. The heavens opened for Stephen. The glory of God shined through. The glory of God came through. The grace of God came through for Stephen. Hallelujah. But for the grace of God, he couldn't have even prayed that prayer that he prayed. That forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Hallelujah. It takes the grace of God to have that strength. Me see osuru mwema na ma wa ho odin bia ebura ho odin nyina so odun bi medom wo ewo Yesu Christo dem. May the heavens be opened unto you for you to receive the grace of God in the name of Jesus. And the Spirit of God came through for Stephen in the name of Jesus. Also, the heavens were opened at the day of Pentecost. Is it Acts chapter 2 verses 1? The day of Pentecost. Hallelujah! On the day of Pentecost, the heavens opened. There came a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind. The heavens opened to Peter on the rooftop. Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus. Heaven can open unto you at any place, anywhere, wherever you are, right now, in the public, on the highway, in the church, right now, the heavens can be open unto you. And I speak the prophetic word that let the heavens be open unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. And when the day of Pentecost opened, the heavens opened on the day of Pentecost, what happened? Fire. 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 And people spoke in different tongues. Hallelujah. The power of prayer in the name of Jesus. When the heavens open unto you, God grants you fire. Obey yeshe. Ewo Yesu Christo dinum. Unye nyu. Unye nahana. Ma onyankupo onfe wunfane num. Hallelujah. But you will be on fire for the Lord in the name of Jesus. The fire of God will be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. You will speak in other tongues. You will pray and never be tired. You will pray without ceasing in the name of Jesus. And as you pray, remember that the angels are around you, taking your prayers up and bringing their responses back in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So by this, I want to make this statement. That the heavens open to those who pray and prepare for it. Hallelujah. So we bomb fire. Prepare for the heavens to be opened. It will be opened unto you in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Christ, dear man. You see, for those who pray and prepare for it. Hallelujah. Say, I'm the other time I'm preaching, you know. Because I say, Saturday, you're off Nicosia. Hallelujah. The whole week, we are waiting for that Saturday. Jollof Nicosia. Hallelujah. Hey, Tabodos. Hallelujah. We are waiting for that. No, sura bue. And then you're bored dining. Nobody can see your team. Sura bue. They say, could you Jollof Nicosia? Hallelujah. Mudia mumu ahubi. Hallelujah. Monum gaso ya yan numegu ya yemwa. Mumbisa Uncle Isaac over catcher mo. Hallelujah. You don't know gas oil, right? Do you know gas oil? You don't know gas oil. What may name no ho? Mudia mumu name gas oil. Aha. Gas oil. Sure. Say tomatoes for you. Say tomatoes unquan you. Say, yes, Christo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how God saw you. A chebribia. The number that's no. Uber bons, mamma, yame. Hallelujah. Share someone back who need part of nature. Praise the Lord. Ah, Obi will soon eat you all. Unumbi. Hallelujah. God has been good. Hallelujah. The heavens opened unto Peter. God showed Peter that he will have to work through and among the unbelief, the prejudices, and the despair of this world. Heavens opened to give Peter a promise of continual divine assistance. Hallelujah. When the heavens opened, it is a declaration that there is a divine assistance. Hallelujah. Osuru be buawo. Hallelujah. Emwe free osuru ho ba. Eni ti chen kakra. En tu man pamrika. Osuru e ba. Oba be buawo. Hallelujah. Emwe bi ba. Ewo Yesu Christo demon. The heavens opened unto Noah in Genesis chapter 7 verses 11 to 12. When the heavens opened above and are opened unto us, simultaneously, the fountains of the deep are open, God releases the rivers and the floods of revival and his presence. Hallelujah. Osuru bua ensuo to ayenyina nim de ye ah enuaba ba. Oh, may the heavens be open unto you and the floods of the deep be open unto you in the name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 64 verses 1 and 3. The heavens open for holy visitations. There are visitations of the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. When the heavens tear open, then God comes down in holy visitations that not only affects you, but affects generations to come in the name of Jesus. The heavens open for financial blessing. Deuteronomy 28 verses 12. The Lord will open unto you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Hallelujah. Osuribua. Sikaba unsemu o Yesu Christo dinema. Osuribua. Enshiraba unsemu o Yesu Christo dinema. Osuribua. Oh, watu insupa egu asase so. Ewo Yesu Christo dinema. Wasi you shall lend and you will not what? Borrow. Ewo Yesu dinema. Unkoni pahon kosresle sika. Ewo Yesu Christo dinema. Osuribua ma ewo Yesu dinema. In the name of Jesus. Now, obue na sika iba eno no akroya saka se Malachi 3 8 to 11 o si mi bue na nsira ne ba famu eden 10% ebreme. This is the only part of open heavens that God said try me. Hallelujah. Be si osoro ebue nyina no the makani the what Bible mu amesua nye nyina na mtimi chroye because a dosu bakakre ya makan. This is the only one that God said try me for some mission nye hwese mi mwe osoro mawa. So if there is nothing that you can do, papa, for the heavens to open unto you, at least you can be faithful on your tithes. And that I can assure you that our God does not lie. Odu nyankopon a waka se fa so me hwe no odwe den obeye obese no hwanim nyam e wo Yesu Kristo dinem. The God that said that try me if you pay your tithe, that nyankopon no ka asasem no abusia me se fa so no hwe enye se asafo no be hu se utua tithe enye se ye be twere go butun se utua tithe. That is not the purpose. The purpose is for you to try God and see. I had a conviction of tithe when I was teaching. Ewo, Ezuboni, hallelujah. Na Edru, weekends, na teachers, you won't crash in one in Anno. You have a high dine wall and cocoa. It is said about a young crancy boys, no. Na yen in Ayaba and cocoa, and a baby weekend, no. Into Monday, na yen in Ayako in crassy. Then we go to our villages. But there was this particular man that was always talking to us about tithe. Ah, yes, you can. Me dia mitia tithe, mitia tithe. Ni nyina ya bonagu. Yeah, me me dia dia ya bonagu. Eh, te kan. Ti one day there was something that happened. Obi akọ training college bi a woni msa dia no. Your friend Kola. Cost of living allowance. A special allowance eba. Eba teacher for ho. Wa wachira de we kurasi bia unum sadia. Kola e baye. Hey! Yesi kola abawu, kola abawu, kola abawu. Ebusia, ye kwa he ye no. Na ye nyina ye dinim. Hey! Ye nyina ye dinim ye anyabi. But that guy who was paying tithe was the only person that had that cost of living allowance. Nesika unya ye no. E free ho. And I'm in me nafu for once masa. Yen kwa sorry crow see you could title. Kolanti. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But see, that was the day that I had conviction about tithing. That time kwana min shada nye Christo ni number B. I saw kwana min kobi. But I still remember that thing till today. Messi, you near British teacher. I will see Kanye Nasa. Hallelujah. I will try to work crazy. Would you pay no 31st? Acha by the 10th. Naka coins. Hallelujah. Iti cost of living allowance na eba no. And also, I calculate a bomo. Bear 6 months. Who? 6 months, dear, and a bubble who's a near neighbor. And teacher says, Kemu, do a need in a year anymore. Yemu be your home budget in your dinner. Madame Fubaku cried, yes, papa, yes, sir. What question Gunya cry? Sikan in sank. Hallelujah. And so, no question Gunya. Ah, this as he can call you. A bad any dinim. Madame for their friend Bazooka. Now say, Bazooka, Jack, then Gunya Bend, or so captain, you know, but for that, dear. Hallelujah. But he was the one that said, Kujo, Jack, me and your serious title. May you try God and see. I speak on the altar of God today. And I challenge you that try God. So nyamehe. Would you woo to your title now? Catch a radi say. A radi was some say, me fan so in here. And to Yesu, me de so wash. And see the heavens that will be open unto you in the name of Jesus. That God has said it, he will do it. Hallelujah. And I end with this. When the heavens open, there are revelations upon revelations that come. Hallelujah. When we go to Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, it tells us about the revelation that God opened heaven and a voice was heard and the trumpets were talking and all that. When the heavens open, you see things. Hallelujah. When we go to Revelation chapter 19, verses 11, again, the heavens opened and there were horses, revelations upon revelation. Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 1, and it came to pass in the 13th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, I was among the captives by the river of Siva, that the heavens were open, and I saw a vision of God. Hallelujah. I was among the captives. And I saw the visions of God. May the heavens open for you to see visions of God. May the heavens open unto you in the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 10, verses 9 and 12. As I said earlier on, the heavens opened unto Peter. But the last thing is that when the heavens open, the power of God is at work. Hallelujah. Me say, wasuru bua, Yesu Christo to me, nyami to me, e ye juma, e wo Yesu Christo genom. The power of God is at work. Anytime the heavens are open, because when in Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, when the heavens opened at the time when Jesus was being baptized, it was after that that the ministry of Jesus Christ began with power in the name of Jesus. May the heavens open unto you. May you see the power of God working in your lives in the mighty name of Jesus. May the heavens open for you to receive the anointing of God, the power of God, in the name of Jesus. May the heavens be open unto us that we will receive and experience the power of God in the name of Jesus. We all know what the power of God does. There is healing, there is blessing, there is deliverance in the name of Jesus. That we will receive, experience the power of God in the mighty name of Jesus. If you have never experienced the power of God, I prophesy unto you this year, you will experience it in the name of Jesus. If you have never experienced the power of God this year, may you experience it. May say one time, hey, many Ghani. Na papa abu afe. Ye ko emse ehin fakra ne ye Delaware. This woman came in clutches, papa. Clutches ah. Oh unto me. Ye mi enu. Mene osofu yao. Eni ye koso onumu papa. Eni ye dene froze test no. En opa in clutches. Ghani. Now, you know, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, boy, within 10 minutes, Papa. Now, mommy had to clutch his hair for her, to wear for her. No, referee. Now, say, hey! Hey! And Radi, mommy, say to me, yes, hey! Me say, and yes, so busy. Yeah, yeah, because I'm going to me, Nanti Baye. But the woman went jumping and running. May you receive the same power in the name of Jesus. May the heavens be open unto you for you to experience the power of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you so much that you have promised us that the heavens will be open unto us. You have made a word, a declaration unto us that the heavens will be open. We receive this word in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we are expecting in the name of Jesus the heavens to be opened unto us. We know that you will be truthful unto your word and you will cause the heavens to open unto us for us to receive from you the unlimited blessings, the unlimited supplies in the name of Jesus, the healings that we want, the breakthroughs that we want in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' mighty name have we prayed. Amen. 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 May the heavens be open unto you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.